Off the Ball, GAA.
I mean, Jimmy's been incredible. Jimmy's, nobody has managed Cork more than Jimmy. And as you know, sure, he's the most, you know, he's the most adored person in Cork GAA, and I would say the most adored person in Cork sport.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Good evening and welcome along to a huge night for Irish football. It has the potential to be one of the most important nights for League of Ireland clubs in a long, long time. We've got two Europa League playoff second legs and both Irish clubs are in the lead. Two Conference League playoffs, I should say. Both Irish clubs in front. Our main game tonight is going to be Shamrock Rovers against Santa Clara of the Portuguese League. Rovers lead 2-1 and Nathan Murphy and Vinnie Perth are going to be watching tonight's encounter at Tallaght Stadium. Meanwhile, Shelburne are 3-1 up against Linfield, but they're away from home tonight. We're going to check in with our reporter David Wilson shortly. He's going to be keeping us up to speed on matters at Windsor Park. Also this hour, we will be talking to hurling writer Dennis Walsh about Ben O'Connor's appointment as the new Cork hurling manager. So a busy few hours coming your way. Our number is 0879 180 180. If you want to get in touch, let's get over to Tallaght Stadium for the first time this evening then. Nathan Murphy, a very good evening.
Evening, Owen.
So obviously a huge occasion for Shamrock Rovers over the next few hours, but today unfortunately a very sad day for the League of Ireland. Galway United assistant manager Ollie Horgan has passed away at the age of 57. So just desperately sad news for Galway United, for Finn Harps, for the league as a whole, Nathan.
Yeah, I think there's no question that Ollie Horgan's passing casts a shadow over tonight and will cast a shadow over Irish football for quite a while, because 57 is really no age. And it's only a few weeks ago since we saw Ollie pitch side at Eamon DC Park or at pitches up and down the country. His usual energetic, loud self, and alongside John Caulfield. And yeah, I think everybody's taken aback and somewhat shocked at the news. It was only a few weeks since word came out that Ollie was stepping away as John Caulfield's assistant manager. Obviously, I think within the game, people were aware that there were health issues at that time, but I think still when the news came through this afternoon, it was a real terrible, terrible shock for the Irish football community. And I think when you look at Ollie Horgan, if you wanted somebody to embody what you would want Irish football to be, with the energy, the enthusiasm, the love of players and the love of just being around the game, well, that was Ollie Horgan. And he's going to be a huge loss, as you say, I think, to everyone around Galway, to everybody up in Ballybuffet and Letterkenny, where he spent so much of his life as well, and to all of the many, many players he helped, not just at Finn Harps and Galway United, but, you know, has a long, long association with schools football in the country as well. And I think the one thing and the one line that kept coming up chatting to people here in Tallaght this evening and throughout the day was that he was very much one of a kind.
For sure. Vinnie Perth is beside you for the evening. Vinnie, how are you doing?
Yeah, good evening, Owen. How are you?
All good. So Ollie would have been somebody you would have shared a sideline with plenty of times, I'd imagine.
Yeah, absolutely. We'd a few scraps, let's just say, but that was that was part of it. But you know, you can wax lyrical about people who've passed all you want, but genuinely, it was one of them where you had a proper scrap until the final whistle went, and it was grand, you know, that way. And he'd offered to make you a cup of tea, and yeah, it was so sad. I unfortunately knew it was coming, and heard through a friend of mine who's really close to Ollie, and for whatever reason, you don't have to keep things quiet, but he decided it was best to keep quiet. And as much as he was that type of character, you know, he had that long flowing hair, everyone, you know, you knew he was in a ground, it was hard to miss him, but he was in so many grounds, and he travelled the length and breadth of the country. And I remember one day League of Ireland had three games on in Dublin, and I wasn't long out on Dock, and I went to the three of them, and it was like 12, 5 and 7 finished in Tallaght Stadium. And I was thinking, the only gobshite doing this, and there was Ollie doing the same thing, you know. But the difference was I was 5 minutes, 10 minutes from home. He was hours and hours, and he drove up and down the country to watch so much football, and people will always see him. You see him out in Bray on a Saturday, Friday night if he's playing on a Saturday, and he was obsessed by the game, absolutely obsessed by it. And I think there's no doubt League of Ireland is weaker for the passing of Ollie today, and it's a really, really sad day for someone only a couple of years ago you were going head to head with, you know, really difficult.
Yeah, it comes through in the statement that we've got from the president today. So Michael D. Higgins said and spoke about his great sadness over Horgan's death. He said Ollie was one of the most respected and popular people in the League of Ireland. He'll be warmly remembered for his wonderful management and intense passion for the game. He'll be deeply missed by the whole League of Ireland community. And certainly, Vinnie, the character of Ollie Horgan is something that we're all familiar with, that people who would closely follow the League of Ireland became so enamoured by over a number of years. But in terms of his success, getting Finn Harps promoted a couple of times, but keeping them in the Premier Division against the odds, would that go down as one of his best managerial achievements?
Yeah, absolutely. The time he spent at Finn Harps was the main body of his bulk of work. Now, he'd done huge, and Nathan touched on the work he'd done at skills level, and so many players get a chance, but because of people like Ollie, and he was great at spotting a player in the Munster Senior League and Ulster Senior League or Leinster Senior League as well, or just a skills match, and giving them that little foot in the ladder. And I think the president summed it up really well, the passion he had, and sometimes that boiled over, and as it does with all of us on sidelines and different bits and pieces. And I heard, you know, Ollie got the best out of what he had, and sometimes, you know, you criticise styles of play and patterns of play and different things like that, but you have to remember it was so difficult. How could you get players up to Ballybuffet if they weren't local? It was difficult, and he kept them in the Premier Division season on season. And I knew the hurt the last time he went down. I spoke to him about it, and the hurt he felt that time really, really, really hurt him. And you know, he it's difficult to measure him on trophies. So the best way I can describe you is, if you think of the last 10 years, the best managers undoubtedly have been Bradley, Duff, Kenny, their league winning managers. He doesn't have the trophies they have, but people like Ollie made them better. They pushed them. And he might have done it in different ways. He mightn't have done it like by flowing football some weeks, but he challenged you when you went even at home. Like I remember one day in Dalymount, he played no centre forward, but he made a man stand on the halfway line on the sideline, and just every time they won the ball, it kicked it back to him. It sounds nonsense, but it worked at different stages. So he had his own sort of way of doing things, but it was brilliant in its own way. And it's such a sad moment for League of Ireland football. As I said, he had so many special talents. I remember every time we went there with Dundalk, he managed to get the water come through the walls and the sort of showers to flood. I had a laugh about him. How did you do that? He had that just special way where it made you annoyed at the moment, but then you had a laugh with him about it. You know, it's just those little sort of quirks he had. And as I said, that he had to do them little things just to survive, and he was brilliant at it. There was a bit of a rogue about the way he'd done stuff, but it was brilliant. And as I said, I think you'll go a long way to find anyone that had a bad word to say about him. It wasn't like that. It was just a brilliant person.
Yeah, but it sounds like things, your scrapes with him on the sideline were quickly resulting in making up with him immediately.
Yeah. So he done what a lot of the clever managers do. He might send him and Paul Hegarty were brilliant together. It was like they took turns who was suspended. So you never know which one was going to take you on. But if Hegsy wasn't swinging for you, Ollie was coming at you a different way. And then the two of them be laughing and joking with you as if they were best mates, 20 minutes after the game. But just brilliant people, and as you said, what he done up in Finn Harp, he gave that sort of football committee, like Ballybuffet and Donegal is a real, particularly Ballybuffet, a hotbed of football, but it's starved to that ground. And I think that's the one sadness I have for Ollie, is he never got to see that stadium finished. And I hope even the legacy might be that people push on and maybe do something around the stadium, because I think that meant the world to him, what he done and how much battling he did for Finn Harps. And he done the ground, he'd be cut grass up there. He was brilliant at taking the sideline in 5 yards every so often as well when the big teams came. So it was all them little things, but he done them. He was obsessed, as I said, he was obsessed by the game. But what a brilliant character, and Yeah, it's a really, really sad day. It's you can tell, you know, sometimes there's token gestures when people pass and there's a lot of words are thrown about, but with him it was genuine. There was a real sense of love towards him, and as you said, at 57, my God, that's just too young and too soon.
I'd say nobody picked up more yellow cards, but nobody got away with more yellow cards on the sideline. The last time I saw Ollie was down in Amon DC Park, and actually it was the game where he was intending to take charge, and John Caulfield's mother had sadly passed away, and there was the usual sort of Pats and Stephen Kenny's backroom team and the Galway United backroom team, and just before half time there's a right old scrap, and Ollie was right in the middle of it, but of course there was a couple of red cards, a couple of yellow cards, but none of them for Ollie, who just managed to sort of sneak away just at the right time. And listen, it's a really terrible day for football. It's a terrible day for his family as well, because his brother Martin passed away last year, who I remember from down in Galway. It was a great, great football figure down there as well, and it's Gould's football with St. Mary's. So for his wife and his children, it's just desperately, desperately sad news.
Yeah, it certainly is. Ollie Horgan passing away at the age of 57.